News.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby held a news conference this morning alongside Joint Staff's Major General Hank Taylor, briefing reporters on the situation in Afghanistan, including efforts to evacuate American civilians and Afghani refugees from the country. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
Pentagon fighters are guarding the Kabul airport's perimeter and are talking with U.S. commanders inside the gates.
There have been discussions. There is communication.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there have been no new hostile encounters with the militants at the airport as the evacuations of Americans and Afghans continue. The Joint Staff's Major General Hank Taylor says the evacuation pace will pick up.
We predict that our best effort could look like 5,000 to 9,000 passengers departing per day.
Though he says that could change based on the weather and security conditions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Taliban spokesperson today said the United Kingdom and its Western allies have a moral obligation to help reconstruct Afghanistan. Suhail Shaheen was interviewed by British broadcaster Sky News.
That means I think this is their obligation because they were behind the destruction of the of Afghanistan during the 20 years.
Regarding the government staff who worked for the previous administration, Shaheen said their properties will be saved and their honor and their lives are safe. Taliban have insisted that their fighters would not enter people's homes. Rupert Colville of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Such promises will need to be honored. And for the time being, again, understandably, given the past history, these declarations have been greeted with some skepticism.
This is VOA News. With the U.S. military drawdown in Afghanistan, China says it's ready to move ahead in its relations with the Taliban, but foreign policy experts say Beijing remains apprehensive about what comes next and may not devote a vast security and economic commitment to Afghanistan in the near future. Zaria Shakli has more from Associated Press.
A Catholic cardinal who had criticized. According to a foreign ministry statement, China's foreign minister Wang Yi, in a phone call with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, blamed what he called America's hasty military withdrawal, the chaos accompanying the Taliban's seizure of power in Afghanistan. Wang said that China and the U.S. should cooperate on global issues and regional hotspots, but the U.S. cannot on the one hand deliberately curb and suppress China to damage China's legitimate rights and interests, and on the other hand count on China to offer support and coordination. I'm Zaria Shakli.
U.S. news outlets say the Biden administration will begin urging all Americans who've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to get an additional shot. The added dose is intended to offer more protection against the highly contagious Delta variant that has led to a wave of new infections. Federal health officials are expected to announce sometime this week that Americans should get the extra shot, commonly known as a booster, 8 months after their initial inoculation. Most Americans received either the two-dose Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, while others were given the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine. The U.S. space agency NASA reports the Ingenuity helicopter, that's the tiny aircraft that landed on Mars with the agency's Perseverance rover earlier this year, has completed its 12th flight over the Red Planet. On its Twitter account, late Monday, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which oversees the Perseverance mission, reported the success of the latest flight of the tiny aircraft, noting it flew over what JPL called the geological wonder that is the South Seta region of Mars. In its tweet, JPL reported that the craft climbed to a height of 10 meters over the Martian surface and flew a 450-meter round trip. Total flight time? 169 seconds. Tropical Storm Grace has begun drenching Haiti just 2 days after a powerful earthquake struck the impoverished Caribbean nation. The depression regained storm status overnight after adding to the misery of thousands of people who lost loved ones, were injured, or became homeless. Grace has also overwhelmed hospitals and rescuers, compelling them to act quickly. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.